Welcome back to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Hey, Jordan, listen. Do you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
It's the new theme music.
Is it?
How did that sound?
What's the new theme music?
It's the new version that you just sent me.
You played that last week.
I know, but I forgot to mention it.
Okay, well, it's the same as last season, just without it saying cutthroat in a robot voice at the end.
Well, it sounds...
Enjoy, people.
I enjoyed it.
Thanks.
I know I did. And I know the listeners did as well, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they did.
A good job as always.
You know, speaking of listeners, one of our, I guess, former listeners just Facebook messaged me like a half hour ago, Will Riley, and he said that he ran into Cara Maria last night and told her to listen to our podcast, and she remembered me meeting her at the goth bar.
She remembered us fucking stalking her. And...
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I'm in.
You're in, Jordan.
I just got to get her to break up with Abe.
I thought you said they had already broken up.
Apparently not. I guess throwing shit wasn't enough to get her to sever the ties.
It sounds on again, off again.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going with too. I don't think
you gotta.
I don't think they made a commitment.
There. You got to be there for the quick rebound before Abe gets back to the ball.
Yeah.
Where do you know where it was that he ran into her?
No. He lives in Boston, according to his Facebook profile.
Ah, Boston, eh?
Yeah, I think she lives there now.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we have one new listener.
I would hope so. Hi, Cara Maria.
Hey, how's it going?
Ryan isn't attracted to you, but I think you're very...
Whoa, hey. That is entirely incorrect.
No, it's not.
Did you see her dance, like, when so-and-so was playing the bongos
yeah.
in this episode?
Yes,
was dancing
I did.
Around? That, she is a hot lady.
I told you.
How dare you say that?
You argued with me last season about this, and I went with that I liked the pirate look all the way.
Listen, all I'm saying is that the pirate look isn't necessarily for me, but I'm not talking shit, you know?
To be fair to you, she does look normal on the seasons because she just dresses like she's ready to compete most of the time.
Yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put her in a pair of short shorts and a t-shirt and I'm on board.
Do some belly dancing. Ryan's ready to go. He's chubbed up.
Anyway.
Anyway, this episode, it kind of started with the whole CT and Laurel Mandy saga going on. And I was thinking about this. And I think that CT and Laurel are a good fit for each other romantically because they're both complete assholes. Thoughts, opinions?
I think Laurel is more of an asshole than CT.
CT definitely has shown a different side this season. He's grown up quite a bit, it seems like. But Laurel hasn't been an asshole this season either, really.
It's in the cards.
If anything, but, Mandy was the asshole. She's crying to everyone about how... and she yelled at Laurel and said that she had her sloppy seconds.
Yeah, how did my sloppy seconds taste?
You whore.
Which is a very telling line.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, like, I guess I'm kind of giving Laurel a hard time, but, you know... I think she at least half deserves it.
Well, we both agree that she's a complete asshole.
Yeah, you know, she certainly has her moments.
Yeah.
But I mean, she seems okay. But at the same time, like, we're only getting clips of her on this show, but you have that friend that said firsthand that she knew Laurel.
It was my friend, he's a guy, but he said she was a C.
A C, ladies and gentlemen.
That's short for cunt.
So, and he knew her in the real world.
Yep.
Not the real world, the show, but the real world, like...
Yeah, he went to college with her, apparently.
So...
I like that as soon as this fallout with CT and Mandy happens, Wes is just ready to swoop in. Like, he's saying how he cares about her because he's a good friend of hers, or he feels like he's friends with her and stuff. But really, His cock's doing the talking.
Yes, yeah, and you're saying, like...
And the walking.
Like, Wes would have been ready, like, the second CT rolled off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was. Wes was sitting next to the bed, was like, hey, can I tag in, buddy?
It's time to wipe those tears away and use them for lubricant.
The best was Evan's... Evan talking about, like, the best way, like, to prove that she wasn't some loosey-goosey, she just jumped right into Wes's bed. Way to go, Mandy.
I like how they just put up the sheet around their bunk bed as for privacy while they're banging, when there's, like, three other people trying to sleep in the room. That's, it's a class move.
Yeah, seriously. It is the real-world way, though. There are no more doors.
It's true.
The last like kind of real doors in the real world were, I guess, Hollywood, but that was kind of a rare thing as well.
That's true.
It seems to be all curtains these days.
In the Hollywood one, they had cameras in every room though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they always in the real world.
Well, I guess so, but God damn it. Sorry, I had a call. But in that one, I know that they made like the old local Fox studios into the Hollywood, real world Hollywood house. So that's why they were equipped.
If anyone has seen the documentary, why can't I remember it all of a sudden? The one about street art, Exit Through the Gift Shop. I think that the warehouse he took over to put his art show in was the same place that they filmed the real world Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Awesome location. I can't believe I wasn't more aware of the real world, being filmed in Hollywood when it was happening, because I was fucking here. Like,
we
were both there. Absolutely. Like, I remember seeing, Will stealing, a thing of flowers out front of a pizza shop that I had eaten at a bunch of times after getting drunk at Big Wang's.
They used to, remember they had that whole thing where they were taking improv classes at that place.
The IO West.
Yeah, which had someone drove a car through it like months after they went there, but I don't know if it's still there.
It's still there.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure they were in our neighborhood literally, so we had to have like walked past them or seen them a few times, but at the time we didn't know who they were because they were just, you know.
But at the same time, I feel like if we saw...
Yeah, we would have noticed the cameras.
The cameras are hard to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how that got past me. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Well, we weren't as big of fans back then. We were more casual fans. We weren't taking notes on the episodes.
That's true. So Mandy is trying to claim that she doesn't care that CT is now more interested in Laurel, but she cries about it through the entire goddamn episode.
Yeah, and she does a classic chick thing where she's like, I'm not upset because he's with the other chick. I'm upset because, I can't even remember what reason she gave, but I'm sure it was nonsensical.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
She
was like chewing out CT, like, it doesn't make you look very good to be flirting with another girl after, you know, whatever. And I liked how everybody was saying that she had syphilis and herpes now because she had sex with CT.
Mandy, she came on too strong, man. That choking thing.
Oh yeah. Yep. She probably asked CT to punch her in the gut when they were banging.
Seriously. Yeah, she, you know, flirting doesn't always turn into a relationship, Mandy. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. Well, she should have known better in the first place.
Yeah. So next thing we cannot pass by was a great scene between Wes and Evelyn, where Wes was, talking about the plan to Evelyn, and Evelyn just completely calls him out on his bullshit, saying, like, listen, I know that you're not as confident as you say that you are, because if you were, you wouldn't be trying to send Evan in against CT.
Yeah.
You know, this fucking cocky bullshit isn't going to fly right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so down with Evelyn just not letting, just completely calling him on this bullshit, because in this season none of the guys matter to Evelyn. Evelyn doesn't need any of them.
It's true.
To get through this thing. They're all wrapped up in their own bullshit. She could just walk through, say whatever she wants to whoever. It's smooth sailing for Evelyn this season.
Yep, and she doesn't seem to be a target either.
Right. They're a strong team, Evelyn and Paula.
Mm-hmm. Paula's kind of gotten progressively better. Like, I think she trains and stuff for the seasons and stuff to make sure she's in shape because she wants that win.
And we haven't seen cocky Paula this season. That was always my biggest problem with Paula, is that whenever she would get, like, in a place of power, she would turn into, like, Jen. How she would just start, like, talking to the rookies, like, listen, this is how the fucking game is played.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're doing wrong, blah, blah, blah. And she's not doing that this season, so I'm totally on Team Paula.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sorry, you were going to say something,
What was the feud that made them rivals, Paula and What's-Her-Nose?
It was when Paula was on the alliance with, like, Kenny and Evan and Johnny on the island. And then Evelyn was clearly a really good competitor and got into a position where she was going to take away one of the keys to the boat that you needed to be able to sail away towards the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to take Johnny's key, and they made a deal with her, like, listen, if you just let Johnny have his key and you take Paula's key instead, we'll let you onto our boat, which is going to be the strong boat. That way you're not, like, furiously paddling on a half-sinking ship with, like, Robin and the rest of the rejects.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, Evelyn took Paula's key. Paula was completely out of the fucking running for the prize. Like, it was Paula's problem. It was what Paula had been complaining about for the last, like, three seasons, about, like, getting stabbed in the back by her friends and stuff like that.
I see.
So, yeah, it's...
I tuned out at about minute 15 of that explanation of their feud, but I think I have a better explanation now.
On the island, Evelyn took Paula's key.
All right. Let's get into this challenge here. Another non-physical challenge, like a non-violent challenge, I guess you would say. But it did have some pretty good falls.
It did.
There was one, let's see, who was it? Somebody had a really good fall where they just went headfirst right into the fucking thing. Did anybody?
John A. and Jasmine had a really good one.
Yeah, they were all wrapped up, and one of them was right on top of the other one.
Yeah, Jasmine was basically riding John A. into the ocean like it looked like the scene from Doctor Strangelove where he's riding the bomb down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how John A. didn't get hurt. I guess it's that Jasmine weighs like 80 pounds, but
actually Evan had a really good fall too. He went like head first right into the water.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. But I liked this challenge. I was glad that nobody DQ'd, and what I was most glad about was the return of Mr. Beautiful.
Yeah. He fucking got his shit together.
They finally pulled out a win. I mean, it was a hard challenge to really fuck up too bad, I guess, but you still had to beat CT. So, props to them.
I guess, is this the first challenge where no one DQ'd?
I believe so. I don't think there was a way that you could DQ.
Yeah. I guess only if you didn't jump.
Or if you didn't hit your person hard enough and you fell down and they were just still hanging there or something.
Yeah, but I have a feeling, well, yeah, I guess that's true. Although then they could just pull the tether and you gotta just swim for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, first episode where there are no DQs. We are truly dealing with the cream of the challenge crop right now, Jordan.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts was when they were raising up Mike, and they were doing like the Jesus is in you, Michael, and doing the like church choir noises. Yeah, that was funny. DJ didn't seem very impressed though.
But yeah, good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
For once, this entire goddamn season, Kenny and Wes didn't fuck it up.
Yep, and, you know...
Tyler and Johnny fucked it up.
You could say it was... I mean, you can't really say it was all Wes, because, I mean, the clock doesn't stop until Kenny touches that buoy. Wes got there a lot faster, but they still won.
Yeah. I was actually kind of surprised that CT and Adam didn't win, because they looked... It looked like they did really good.
Yeah, it definitely did.
I have a feeling that those timers that they show at the bottom of the screen aren't entirely accurate.
Probably not. They probably cut it in a way that they can make it seem closer than it is.
Yeah, because like, because if Kenny and Wes landed in the water at the 12-second mark, there's no way that they fucking beat Adam and CT, because Adam and CT completed the thing in 15 seconds, if I remember.
Yeah.
So MTV's fucking lying to us again.
I don't get how some of them, like, touched their feet on the water when the heaviest teams didn't. It seems, I don't know, it seems weird.
I think it's just, like, a combination of, like, being heavy, you know, where you're grabbing onto your partner, if you're lifting your legs. Now, with Johnny and Tyler, did they fucking, did he just pull that cord too early, or were they hitting the water?
I think he... What it looked like was it was an accident. Like, he was just trying to hang on, and he accidentally pulled the cord because his hand was on it. But in the interview, it kind of made it seem like he did pull it, but he fucked it up.
Yeah, like, just pulled it too soon.
But I don't think it had to have been a mistake, because they were, like, not even close to being at the end of that zip line when he pulled it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And the winners for the girls were Cara, Maria, and Laurel, which I think... They're probably the strongest girls team. Maybe Evan and Paula, but Carmery and Laurel are definitely a powerhouse girls team.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on, like, strongest team and, like, who's gonna make it to the final challenge?
Well, I assume it's going to be two girl teams and two guy teams. Is that an accurate assumption, would you think?
I don't know. I've been trying to... I was trying to think of that earlier. I had meant to look it up. But isn't it, I thought that it was three teams will be competing in the final. There's first place gets so-and-so amount of money, second place gets this, and then third place gets nothing.
It's got to be four, though. How would they get it even with the girls and guys when they're not competing against each other?
That's true. Maybe they would make a guy and a girl go up against each other.
It seems unlikely.
You can't tell me that it's not going to happen, because it's going to happen in the finals.
I suppose that's true. But you know what worried me? Because the coming attraction preview made it seem like the final was an episode away, like two episodes away. Am I wrong?
It's entirely possible, because we got to think. The challenges that we know are coming up. The challenge where you're shooting your partner with the fire hose.
Yep.
And the challenge with the big hit.
That could be the final challenge, though.
That's all the big hit?
It could be.
I don't know. With the final challenge, it seems like one of the ones where they dress them all in black, so you don't see the team colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it kind of looks from the previews.
Well, you know what? If there is only one episode and then the final, we can do the final episode in person.
That would be a hell of a way to go out.
It would be.
Shit, I forget what I was going to say.
Something about the episodes.
So, strongest teams.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll pick two girls and two guys teams. Yeah. Carmery and Laurel are my strongest girls team, and CT and Adam are my strongest guys team. Then, second place for the girls, let's see... I probably got to go Paula and Evelyn. And for the second place for the guys, I'm going to have to do... You know, that's hard. It might actually be Johnny and Tyler, even though they fucked up this one. Because nobody else is really performing.
I agree. It's like, you know, if I were making a prediction on who's going to make it into the final, I would... Maybe bet on, well, Yeah, I would bet on CT and Adam and Johnny and Tyler. Because God knows, Kenny and Wes, they just got lucky this challenge.
That's true. They could get some momentum going. They have a history of being good, although not in the last couple seasons.
And then the girl teams, like, who are going to end up in the final and who are the strongest teams, that's obvious. You nailed it. I mean, yeah, Johnny and Jasmine and Jen and Mandy, they're
on their way out.
Yeah, they're not doing shit.
No.
Like, I don't know why Jen even shows up anymore.
I don't either. She was in... Well, she knows she can't do the final. She's in the final almost every season, and she's in last place every time.
Exactly. She's great at... she
can ride it
till
the end.
She's great at opening. She's terrible at closing.
Mm-hmm.
Well... But, yeah.
Well, we got to talk about this D-Day that they finally pulled off, which... was probably the worst plan in the history of the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, D-Day was put into effect, but I don't know if you could say that they pulled it off.
No. I mean, why
I mean, would... That would be like dropping bombs, and then the bombs didn't explode.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we sure fucked that up.
Yeah. I don't know why they were so confident that Evan and Nehemiah... I mean, Evan and Nehemiah, they're no slouch team, but... there are no CT and Adam at this point. Like, I don't know why they expected to be able to beat them.
I have a feeling that it was like Evan. They were the only team stupid enough to agree to it.
Yeah, but I mean all the other teams, they're screwed now too, though. Like, in the mob.
It's true, because now it's 2-2 in terms of guys. Like,
I guess
they're the alliance.
I guess they're kind of figuring if CT gets to the end, he's going to win and we're screwed. So we kind of just need to take the chance that Evan's going to win. And Evan is the only one dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, like, I mean, Johnny, when one thing that I loved is that CT would not just volunteer themselves, CT and Adam. It's like CT made them all say it to his face, like, no, I want to hear you vote me into the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me in the face and say the words. And then, like, when Johnny's trying to defend his position, like, listen, you know, this is our only chance of getting you out here. He just fucking said it. That was their only chance. Their only chance just went home. Now all the guys are only fighting for second place.
Yep.
It's like that's all that they can hope for at this point.
Well, there have been some pretty big upsets in the final challenges before.
True, but, like, I don't know,
I think,
man.
At minimum, CT and Adam take second place for sure.
Well,
there's
yeah,
no way they're coming in last place.
For sure, but at the same time, it's like I don't see Adam as being the guy that's going to, like, get worn out during the run. He is a fucking in shape guy. You know, we've seen him perform as well as possible in all of the challenges before he eventually got thrown out. And he's been good at puzzles. Like, the chances of them running up against something that they can't do are fairly slim.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking got it in the bag, man.
Well, I hope someone challenges them, because I need some tension here. I guess they're probably going to vote him in on any challenge that they don't win.
That's very true. But once again, I think that if I saw it correct, I think Kenny and Wes are going into the jungle at least one more time this season.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Because there was that one little clip where they were kind of running tethered together, and it kind of looked like the same sort of thing that they would have to do for fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they're just doing that exhausting run through like whatever kind of jungle or forest they put them into.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows? Like, Kenny and Wes may not even make it to the finals.
Well, I hope they do.
Jordan, it's going to be Mike versus CT, buddy.
I hope they get in a jungle together. That would be funny.
No, I'm not talking jungle. I'm talking the final.
There's no way Leroy and Nat. Well, they're coasting right now. Leroy has got a pretty good strategy because he knows that they have a chance now. Now that Evan and the mob is a little bit broken up, he's going to try to pull something, I think.
That's very true. But if let's say CT and Adam get first place in the next challenge, if like CT and Adam and Mike and Leroy can't like get enough for the girls' votes to send in like one of the mob, mm-hmm. then Mike and Leroy are going then.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they really shouldn't stir things up until they really need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, do you think that they would have the numbers to send in, like, to send, because the only other possibility would be sending in Wes and Kenny versus Johnny and Tyler.
I don't think anyone else is going to stir the pot, to be honest. What's the point until you, especially not now, like, I don't know why they would. They don't want, ever, if you make a move like that, you're automatically putting a big target on your back.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's no other move to make. They're either going in, or they're sending in Johnny and Tyler versus Wes and Kenny. Mm-hmm. It's like they have to get the numbers, like, from the girls. They have to get the girls to turn on the mob.
They might be able to get Mandy to turn on, well, no.
Because
Mandy's against
in
CT
Jen's
now.
Pocket. Damn, yeah, it's a complicated mess.
Yeah, I don't see a big move happening.
Yeah, it'll probably go the way that it always goes, where the rookies finally get weeded out. No matter how hard they try, no matter how far they get, eventually, status quo.
Yep.
Now, an interesting thing that was brought up, when Nehemiah got on Evan's case about throwing it, they brought up that Nehemiah had known from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. Do you think he just like changed his mind, or do you think that he just wanted to be in on Evan throwing it? So
yeah, I think he just wanted to be part of the plan. Like, how could you not have known about the D-Day plan? They were trying to do it like 3 episodes ago.
And in the, I forget if it were in the episode or in the actual reunion, they showed Nehemiah standing in the room where it was like, they were talking about Evan and Nehemiah going in, and Nehemiah were like, well, if that's how it's got to be, let's fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Let's get them out of here.
On that,
maybe it's just an easier thing to agree on when there's still so many people, like there's still so many other options that could happen. Like, there's so much other potential, like so many people that could possibly win and then be voted in. The chances of you getting sent in for D-Day don't seem as likely,
because
we saw them blow it before. Maybe that's just what Nehemiah was counting on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these fuck ups will never be able to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Evan just actually like laid it down and made the guarantee that they were going in, maybe he got pissed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jungles, this jungle was, Evan wasn't, he was terrible on this jungle.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, like, they had, like, the ab straps things where you can hang from your arms, and he did not utilize those straps at all. He just was, like, hanging from his arms and trying as many different grips as he could, and nothing was working.
Yeah, it's like he would try one thrust in each position, and he couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, he was terrible, and
he was too heavy. Maybe his wife just had a kid. Maybe he has like the Boston Rob thing going on.
He's always been that big.
Oh no, he's been like, he has not always been that like heavy.
Yes,
like,
he's been
more muscular and lean in the past, but he just, I don't know, man.
It seems like weight would help in that challenge, though, because the whole thing is throwing your weight forward to move the bar.
Yeah, but not if you can't get the bar off, like, not if you can't, like, get it into the air at all, then you're just, like, the bar's just sitting there and you're swinging around, you know?
I guess so. Well,
I mean, clearly weight did not help, Evan.
I would have punched him right in the nuts if I was Nehemiah right after we lost that challenge.
Yes. Because it was, oh my God. It was Evan's fault, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean,
it was the worst plan ever, and it was very poorly executed.
Because, like, clearly, you know, we saw that they both did kind of agree to go in the beginning. But that's, even when Nehemiah agreed to it, he agreed to it on the presumption that Evan would be able to perform, you mm-hmm. know? And he was just hanging there like an asshole, man.
Yep.
Okay. There were a lot of kind of little moments in the show that I kind of wanted to dip into. And a lot had to do with Wes. I kind of liked Wes in this episode. There was the scene where, like, Wes and Kenny just won, and they were kind of celebrating to the camera. And even yeah. though Wes was being his cocky self, he seemed, like, really, like, cheery and, like, talking about, like, how it was like, here's the plan. Okay, tie Kenny up. Let me do all the work.
Yeah.
It's a W.
Yeah, and Kenny was still happy about it.
Yeah, and Kenny's just, like, oblivious to getting trash talked. Like, yay, we won. Mr. Beautiful's back.
How about Kenny crying after Evan got sent home at the end?
Poor Kenny. Losing his shower buddy.
I liked the his explanation in the confessional thing, though. Like, oh, there was a wind blowing in my eye, and what you saw was not actually what it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're surrounded by trees. All those leaves have dust on them. Like, a little bit of wind kicks up, and you got a bunch of crud in your eye. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
another thing that I liked was Wes kind of settling that fight between Evan and Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Right after the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes really throws around the term best friend quite a bit.
He does.
Like when he stabbed, was it Danny in the yeah. back? And, like, send him home. It's like, listen, you're my best friend, but this is how it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
who did he call his best friend? Nehemiah?
Nehemiah,
I've never seen them talk.
Well, they were on the same season together.
Oh, okay.
Same season of The Real World. So,
was Danny, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they kind of go back. But, yeah, that was fun to watch. I'm trying to think, like, it seemed like Wes was just trying to settle it so they didn't actually get into a fight and then get sent home before the jungle.
Yeah.
Like, out of concern that, like, oh shit, if not them, then who?
Well, any kind of Wes breaking anything up or trying to make peace is always for the sake of his own benefit.
Yeah. Him looking civil and you know, running the house as he thinks that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we see in this episode, we've seen it before, but it's crystal clear here when CT and Laurel were talking, where CT was asking Laurel if she wanted to wear his jersey,
mm-hmm.
which is something that we've seen, I think it was Evan wearing Kenny's jersey when he went into the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
So the jerseys are now, like, class rings or, like, varsity jackets, you yep. know? You give them to your best girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she can...
She didn't wear it, though.
She didn't. So maybe Laurel's playing her own fucking game.
Maybe.
Watch out, CT.
Jersey Shore starting next week.
It is. Before we get away from the challenge, we got more... We got, like, a little bit more between Jen and Adam, where Jen's talking about, like, the possibility of Adam going home and, like, how she doesn't want to see him go because she likes Adam. It's like, what the fuck, Jen?
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene, like, where they're, like, laying in bed chit-chatting? And,
yeah, she's changing her tune a little bit.
Like, do you think she would... Do you think that she was putting it on in the kitchen in the last episode?
That's kind of what I was thinking, because she was embarrassed about liking Adam or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To the girls, even though they wouldn't have cared.
So she's just trying to make it like, we'll be like secret boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
Poor Adam. And he's still totally down. When he was listing the hookups, he was like, it's me and Jen.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then it's also, you know, these other assholes.
Yeah. Do you think Adam is going to get it done sexual-wise with Jen this season?
Well, I mean, he said that they were, you know, making out, and he had many busy hands.
Hmm.
So, who knows?
Maybe.
It seems entirely possible. I mean, God knows Jen has thrown it around a lot in the past.
It's true.
That plus the wine flowing and... Yeah. I'm gonna give Adam the benefit of the doubt. He's gonna get it done.
Well, let's hope.
I have high hopes. Did you watch the after show?
No.
You didn't?
DVR didn't record it. I just saw the first like 10 seconds of it.
Oh damn. So much, Jordan. Mandy got breast implants.
Really?
Yep. The Miz hosts a show like he's talking to the camera in the ring.
I was really surprised to see The Miz. I thought he had left the real world behind.
And like, I'm not the biggest fan of The Miz hosting something like that.
No.
Like, if you're going to get like an ex-cast member, bring in a Mark Long or something like that, you know?
Mark Long's too old.
Oh, come on, Jordan.
He's 50 years old.
Asshole. He's going to be back. Like, the next duel, I guarantee we'll see Mark Long.
No way. He's done.
Dude, he's not done. He's still fucking gallivanting with the cast out at the parties and such.
His playing days are over.
He's still keeping ties. He's still keeping relationships. That way, when he comes back, because he's clearly still planning to come back, that way when he comes back, he's still got like the tight alliance, you know. It's still like the father of the challenge, you know.
Unless they do an old versus young challenge, I don't think he's coming back.
I don't know, man. I get the impression that he's ready and raring to go. In fact, like I've recently listened to a few episodes of another podcast that he was on. And he says that he's still willing to get back into it. Just got to pick his moment, I guess.
The last one he was on had to have been 5 or 6 seasons ago.
It was The Duel 2.
Oh,
and
was
he
it?
Went on. He went on because The Duel is set up where you're kind of playing for yourself as opposed to being on the big team.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if they do another duel, then we'll get another appearance from Mark.
We'll see. And also, one thing we missed was CT revealed in this episode that the reason he was so insane on the Duel 2 when he was beating the shit out of Adam was because his brother had just been murdered.
Yeah.
And, well, there you go.
You see him giving out all the buttons. I wonder, they really kind of glossed over those buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see everyone wearing them in during the jungle.
Yeah,
but those buttons got less attention than Evan wearing Kenny's jersey,
mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucks because I guess maybe MTV doesn't want to have to pause for a serious moment, like in between watching Wes having sex and watching Evan dangle like a fat asshole.
Well, they paused for a half second for a serious moment.
Yeah. You know, they addressed it, but they, I don't know. Yeah. They gave it a good 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
to really sink in. A few things that they mentioned in the after show is Evan had mentioned how there was an alliance of three people. Now, that kind of means that the alliance is Evan, Kenny, and Johnny. And when he said that, he was sitting right next to Wes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Wes didn't really seem to... Or, like, I don't know if he had made the connection or just was kind of ignoring it. But an alliance of three people, that's not including him. He was only involved in that whole thing because he was on the same team as Kenny.
Well, he plays to play the game, and he was probably... He knew what was going on, but it was just kind of a positive for him. He doesn't have to fight against everybody than that one. He's part of the mob instead of fighting against them.
Yeah, I feel that if Wes wasn't on Kenny's team, Wes would have been going up against CT until one of them was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It would have they would have thrown in Wes, or they would have thrown in CT, and the goal probably would have been to send in both.
Yep.
Another thing that they mentioned on the after show, that argument between Wes and CT, that lasted 2 hours.
Really?
It was 2 hours of CT screaming in Wes's face, and they showed like a montage of it. You have to find this show online.
Because I'm sure there it's were so on MTV.com.
There was there, like one of the clips they showed of CT was just him shouting in Wes's face, "Die, die, die, die."
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, like don't let it slip by because it was a very entertaining half hour.
Do you think The Miz could come back for another challenge?
No fucking way.
No.
No, like I was kind of thinking about that and like he's in wrestling now, so
there's no way his wrestling schedule would allow for it cuz they're on the road like 50 weeks a year.
But also, like wrestlers get tore the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
It's not someone who's just like who hits the gym hard like 5 days out of the week. It's like he's hitting the gym hard but also like then getting thrown on the mat and like dislocating his fucking shoulder and busting up his knees and,
yeah, so he'd be ready.
Ready for what? Ready to walk in with a fucking cane?
Well, he's not 50 years old. He's still in fighting shape here.
I don't know, man. I feel that, like, wrestling is so different, you know? It's, like, the fact that they're kind of choreographed. Like, CT is not going to be like, okay, now you leap into the air and I'll slam you onto the mat. No, it's like...
He's no rookie. He knows what he's getting into.
Yeah, but even the last time he was... His last challenge, he sucked.
Yeah, he did.
If he came back, it would be a fucking shit show.
They should get all the people... I think I've said this before, but try to... up the ante and get all the people who are kind of semi-famous now, like Jamie Chung and The Miz and that guy Blair who's on G4. And,
right.
And, you know, that's about it, really.
There's no way that they could... I was going to say that there's no way that they could get Jamie, but I doubt that they could get The Miz either.
Probably not. He'd probably have to give up his wrestling contract. If he got fired from WWE, then maybe, but I think he's still the champion.
Yeah, and like do they have seasons in wrestling? Doesn't that run like all year long?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no way he can walk away for 3 months.
No.
Not if he wants to hold on to that belt, Jordan.
Nope.
There was one last thing. Oh yes. There was another little confrontation in this episode between Wes and CT, and it was when Mandy was talking to Wes, and it seemed like they were all kind of partying. Do you remember this scene?
Yeah.
And it seemed like this time CT had a few drinks in them,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like got in Wes's face and was like saying, you know, don't fucking do this, don't talk shit to me, the girls, like saying things like your crew can't handle my crew. And in this one, Wes wouldn't even look him in the fucking face. It was like, last time I was picking on him, I was pushing his buttons, the dude was sober. This time, he's had like 4 glasses of wine. He's coming at me, and Wes clearly thought better of the idea of getting into it. You didn't see Wes throwing a mattress over the balcony this time around.
Yeah, it's probably the best, well... I don't know, because I think Wes would weigh his options. He would think, like, well, I could get punched in the face, which would suck, but then CT would be gone.
That's true.
I think he would take the punch in the face.
That's true, but we've seen, you know, like, there's a difference between someone sober just clocking you and then being like, oh, fuck, what did I just do? I just blew it. I just completely blew it here.
And him chasing you around the parking lot and ripping doors off.
Yeah, and then a drunk person punching you in the face. Then realizing, like, oh, no, you blew it for me. And that's when it gets into, like, a CT Adams situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fucking did this to me. You made me punch you, Wes. And the gloves come off.
Well, that about does it.
It does. Now, you had mentioned Jersey Shore coming back. Have you seen any of the previews?
I saw one preview that made me laugh out loud when Mike, I think you had mentioned a similar one, but Mike was screaming at Ronnie, and then it does a smash cut into to Mike with the neck brace on, saying
yeah, that
it's
is
a pretty bad situation or something like that. I was fucking cracking up at that.
It's like, I feel like this is the season where it's all going to come to a head. It's going to fucking boil over.
When is it not boiled over?
Yeah, but like, they've argued, but no one, like, it, like the moment the punch is thrown at the situation, it's like clear that things have...
Yeah, because situation hasn't been in any fights in all the seasons.
Right. He pushes buttons, but he's never gotten people to that place, you know? But it seems like it's going to happen this time around.
Well, we'll have to talk about it next week.
Can't wait. Wait, does it start next week?
I think it starts on the 2nd or 4th. It might be the 4th, so it might be Thursday, next Thursday.
Very cool.
Yep.
So we'll have that to look forward to.
Yes, sir.
Extra special episode next week.
Yep. All right.
Well,
email
feel
us.
Free to, yeah.
Gmail. You killed it at Gmail. Wait. You killed it podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And like us on Facebook and give us iTunes ratings.
Yeah. God, same please old, give old. Us iTunes ratings. If you like the show, just write a little thing. Hey, that Ryan and Jordan, they're all right. They're all right, guys.
And if you don't like it, why the fuck are you even listening this far into the episode? Turn it off.
If you don't like it, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Please.
We don't need to hear about it.
And with that, I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Have a good one.
Adios.
Bye.